It's another Saturday in CCU land, and it's time for a wine chat with our friend Jack Farrow from Haskell's. Good morning, Jack.
Good morning, Denny. How are you this fine morning?
Actually, I'm doing pretty well, and I hope you are too, Jack. It's a little chilly this morning, but boy, a warm-up is on the way.
Yes, we're going to get back up in the 40s.
Yeah.
Nice that the weather is staying down, though, for all that skiing competition that's going on.
Oh, the timing is perfect, yeah.
So they're very lucky. I thought I'd talk about a couple of things today. One, mainly talking about pairing wine and food. That's always a great topic. People always send me good feedback on that. But one thing I wanted to do today is maybe tout Ted Farrell's horn a little bit. Ted spent this entire week, came home yesterday from France. He was in Paris for Vin Expo. And Vin Expo is an exhibition where wineries from all over the world, from France. He was in Paris for Vin Expo. And Vin Expo is an exhibition where wineries from all over the world come and display their wares, etc. Haskell's has been involved in that since the first one. In fact, the very first one over 50 years ago, I was the guest of Vin Expo. And in those days, there was more farm equipment than there was wineries represented. Farm equipment took up about 65% of the space in the hall, and the wineries were a small part. Well, it's grown and grown and grown, and now it's nothing but wineries. You want to find agricultural equipment, you have to go to that kind of an expo, not a wine one. But the wineries come all from all over the world, but they mainly come from France. And Ted was a guest this year. He was the only American judge he was invited by Vin Expo to participate in all of the activities there, and he was the only American judge to do that. And I think that's quite an honor. And you think about that, we've been doing this for about 90 years at Haskell's, but it is amazing that we're so well recognized by the wine industry as a whole around the country, and particularly in France. It's just amazing to me when you have this big expo and you have thousands of people come, and it's mainly distributors and wholesalers and even governmental agencies and airlines, etc., send their buyers, but very few retailers do. Maybe there were 10 retailers from all of America at this Vin Expo in France. And, of course, Haskell's was one of them. And that's what sets us apart, is we actually deal with the people at their own properties, etc., and we're involved in that. So here's a shout-out to Ted. Thanks for going there and doing that and holding up our Haskell's point of view in the wine, the world of wines. But today I thought I would talk about pairing wine and food. That always brings out so much interest from everybody. You know, it's kind of simple. You know, even that old-time adage, red wine with red meat, white wine with white, that isn't a bad thing to follow. Of course, there's so many exceptions. One of the things that is a must is if you're having light food, have light wine. And always pair the wine with the food, not vice versa, in my opinion. And also, when you're having a very heavy food, you want a heavy wine and something that's robust, etc. For example, here's some combinations with grape types and foods that would accompany them. Pinot Noir, you want earthy, mushroomy flavors, and that pairs so very, very well with Pinot Noir. Salmon that's cedar planked and cooked on the grill, again, that earthy, cedary taste with the salmon is just a marriage made in heaven. So Pinot goes very well with that Pinot Noir. Chardonnay, you want a rich sauce. My favorite combination with Chardonnay is a cream mustard chicken, where you roast a chicken and then you serve it in a creamy mustard sauce, the mustard being that whole grain mustard that comes from Dijon, France. And it is just so delicious. But Chardonnay goes good with any kind of fatty fish or any rich sauces. A friend of mine said he loves having Chardonnay with buttered popcorn. Well, why not? Those buttery tastes usually are what you're looking for in a Chardonnay anyway, and there they are in the popcorn already. Champagne goes with anything salty. That's why it really is such a good wine for receptions and things like that. They usually have nuts or hors d'oeuvres they're passing, and those are on the salty side. And champagne goes perfectly with it. You want to take a test, take a potato chip and have a glass of champagne with the potato chip. You'll see the marriage is made in heaven. Cabernet Sauvignon, that goes very, very well with red meat. You can be all over the park on Cabernets, and you can be all over the park on the various red meats, but the combination is definitely a good one. Sauvignon Blanc, I think you want to look for something that's tart, kind of soury, with even citrus flavors. For example, fish cooked with lemon is very often just delicious with a good Sauvignon Blanc. If you're having rosé wine, I like that with cheesy foods, rich cheesy foods. Sometimes, you know, you'll have potatoes with melted butter and cheese. Rosé goes very, very well with that. Pinot Grigio is my go-to wine for a reception. It's just low-key enough to be perfect at a reception. When you're having a reception with lots of people and lots of different tastes, that Pinot Grigio seems to satisfy everybody, and it's really good. It also happens to marry very well with light fish courses. If you're having a light, delicate fish course, a Pinot Grigio goes fairly well with that. Malbec. Everybody's probably tired of me saying this, but you want a wine that goes great with barbecue sauce. Malbec was made for it. Any spicy barbecue sauce where you get that sweet and hot flavor together, Malbec just cuts right through that and is so delicious. And, you know, in the Argentine, where they grow Malbec, of course, they're huge meat eaters. I think they eat more meat per capita than the U.S., which is a remarkable statistic. And they grow that Malbec. So when you're having all these things, again, you follow what the food is and with wine, and you make sure that the light wines go with light foods, and same thing with heavy wines and heavy food. For example, if you're having a big hearty dish, anything from the Rhone Valley, Grenache is good, Syrah is fantastic, particularly if you're having short ribs. A Syrah goes just perfectly with those, in my opinion. Gundner Veltner, which is a white wine from Austria, in my opinion, can't be beat with Pan-Asian food. When you have that spicy, hot combination of Thai cuisine or Lao cuisine or any kind of Pan-Asian cuisine, even a curry, Gundner Veltner has the acidity and the spiciness to cut right through that. Zinfandel goes great with any kind of sausage, in my opinion. You're cooking sausages on the grill, try a Zinfandel. Also, Zinfandel goes extremely well, in my opinion, with any kind of pâté or terrine that you're going to make. It's coarse, and so are those kind of dishes coarse. Zinfandel's a coarse red wine, and you want it with thin coarse foods, again, like sausages, particularly spicy sausages. Riesling is a no-brainer with any kind of smoked meat. You want to search around for a wine to have with a roast ham, look no further than a Riesling from Germany. It just goes perfectly with that smoked meat. I remember years ago when we spent a lot of time in Germany, two or three times a year, buying wine, and we'd always have smoked trout as a starter. And boy, I'll tell you, that smoked trout with that Riesling was a marriage made in heaven. It was just terrific. Rosé champagne goes with almost everything and food. And champagne isn't just for hors d'oeuvres. You can match that up with food and do very, very well with it. It goes very, very nicely with almost everything. It's a good universal wine, that rosé champagne. There's a reason that it's so popular, and you'll be just astonished at how well it marries with so many different things. And then there's a saying, you know, old world wines, old world food. And that's a good reason for that. Where you eat actually what grows in that area. What grows together goes together. And you really see that, in my opinion, when you're traveling in Tuscany over in Italy. That Tuscany is kind of the middle section of the boot that is the country of Italy. That whole middle section runs from coast to coast. And, of course, pasta is extraordinarily popular in that area. And what goes better with that than Chianti? It is just a wonderful, wonderful combination with any kind of pasta. When you have Nana or Grandma's old pasta, a good Chianti with that is a marriage. You just can't beat it. It's delicious. It goes together. They grow together. They go together. Now, there's another wonderful grape type, Muscadet. Melon de Bourgogne is the grape type, but it's the wine's called Muscadet. We have it every year with walleye, and it's home base in the Loire Valley. It's the wine, go-to wine to have with any kind of shellfish, oysters on the half shell, any of that type of stuff. But here, indeed, and it's so inexpensive. It's an absolutely wonderful wine to have with walleye. And I think you get the idea. Tuscan wines go with pasta. Bordeaux, the lamb of Bordeaux is world famous. It's grazed on salt flats above the Atlantic Ocean on that coast of France. And that lamb is called Lamb of Salt. That, together with almost any red Bordeaux, is just a no-brainer. Now, I mean, we can't get Sal d'Agneau here, but we can certainly get Agneau and plenty of lamb. And try a rack of lamb with a good little Bordeaux that has some age on it. Be an absolute wonderful marriage of food and wine. And I also think, for example, Burgundy, the home of Coq-au-Vin. If you had all the money in the world, nothing is better with Coq-au-Vin than a Coq-au-Vin is an old rooster that's cooked up in a bottle of wine. The wine is there because the rooster's so tough, and it makes a wonderful, wonderful chicken stew cooked with that dark red wine. Well, hard to beat matching that with any kind of good Burgundy. It's just, again, a delicious thing to do. Remember to pair stuff with the sauce, and also it's important how it's prepared. I mean, we all eat lots of chicken, and, you know, some chicken you want to have a red wine, some you want to have a white wine, some you want to have a Riesling, somebody else you might want to even have Zinfandel, which I said was a coarse wine. Again, it depends on how it was prepared and the spices that are involved in it. And you pair more with the sauce on most dishes than you do with the meat. That's just because the sauce is so powerful and overwhelming on these type of things that you want to pair that with the meat. But I think you get the idea. Pairing the food and wine is a wonderful, wonderful thing to do. And when you get it right, it's absolutely gratifying. I remember once having some white grave in Bordeaux, and I said it cried for lobster. Well, I had no idea, but we were going to have grilled lobster on the grill. Oh, what a combination. Again, another marriage made in heaven. And then they have an area of Bordeaux called the Entrée du Mer, which means between the two seas. Actually, it's between two rivers. But I think you get the idea. And indeed, those Entrée du Mer go very, very well with fish. But there you have it. A wonderful combination of food and wine. It makes for life to be a much more enjoyable experience. And if you pair it right, boy, you hit it right out of the park. Tougher things like chili, beer, etc., look to those tougher wines like Zinfandel, Syrah, Malbec, even the Chilean Cabernet would go pretty well with chili. But pair with the food, not with the wine, etc. That's very important in my opinion. And keep an open mind. What one person likes, you know, some people put mustard on hot dogs, some people put ketchup. So it doesn't make any difference what combination you like as long as you like it.
Absolutely. Excuse me. And if you need any assistance, any one of the good folks at Haskell's will help you out.
Indeed. The folks at Haskell's just love to marry food and wine and help make you a big celebrity when you're putting those two things together, because that's what we do best, marry food and wine, and, you know, we do that at a very low price. So stop into Haskell's. There's a Haskell's near you where you can save big dollars on wine, whatever your favorite is. There's a Haskell's in Bloomington, Excelsior. There's one in Faribault. Maple Grove Super Cellar is not to be missed. 22,000 square feet of wines from around the world. In Minneapolis, we have free parking on Saturday and Sunday. There's a Haskell's at Ridgedale, Plymouth, St. Paul's Island Village, Stillwater, White Bear Lake, and Woodbury, too. And if you can't come into Haskell's, go to Haskell's.com. And don't forget, we do deliver.
Excellent, Jack. Let's try this again next week.
You know, Denny, I'm going to look forward to that.
Thank you, Jack. Jack Farrell from Haskell's. It's another Saturday in CCO land, and it's time for a wine chat with our friend Jack Farrell from Haskell's. Good morning, Jack.
Good morning, Denny. How are you this fine morning?
Actually, I'm doing pretty well, and I hope you are too, Jack. It's a little chilly this morning, but boy, a warm-up is on the way.
Yes, we're going to get back up in the 40s.
Yeah.
Nice that the weather is staying down, though, for all that skiing competition that's going on.
Oh, the timing is perfect, yeah.
So they're very lucky. I thought I'd talk about a couple of things today. One, mainly talking about pairing wine and food. That's always a great topic. People always send me good feedback on that. But one thing I wanted to do today is maybe tout Ted Farrell's horn a little bit. Ted spent this entire week, came home yesterday from France. He was in Paris for Vin Expo. And Vin Expo is an exhibition where wineries from all over the world, from France. He was in Paris for Vin Expo. And Vin Expo is an exhibition where wineries from all over the world come and display their wares, etc. Haskell's has been involved in that since the first one. In fact, the very first one over 50 years ago, I was the guest of Vin Expo. And in those days, there was more farm equipment than there was wineries represented. Farm equipment took up about 65% of the space in the hall, and the wineries were a small part. Well, it's grown and grown and grown, and now it's nothing but wineries. You want to find agricultural equipment, you have to go to that kind of an expo, not a wine one. But the wineries come all from all over the world, but they mainly come from France. And Ted was a guest this year. He was the only American judge he was invited by Vin Expo to participate in all of the activities there, and he was the only American judge to do that. And I think that's quite an honor. And you think about that, we've been doing this for about 90 years at Haskell's, but it is amazing that we're so well recognized by the wine industry as a whole around the country, and particularly in France. It's just amazing to me when you have this big expo and you have thousands of people come, and it's mainly distributors and wholesalers and even governmental agencies and airlines, etc., send their buyers, but very few retailers do. Maybe there were 10 retailers from all of America at this Vin Expo in France. And, of course, Haskell's was one of them. And that's what sets us apart, is we actually deal with the people at their own properties, etc., and we're involved in that. So here's a shout-out to Ted. Thanks for going there and doing that and holding up our Haskell's point of view in the world of wines. But today I thought I would talk about pairing wine and food. That always brings out so much interest from everybody. You know, it's kind of simple. You know, even that old-time adage, red wine with red meat, white wine with white, that isn't a bad thing to follow. Of course, there's so many exceptions. One of the things that is a must is if you're having light food, have light wine. And always pair the wine with the food, not vice versa, in my opinion. And also, when you're having a very heavy food, you want a heavy wine and something that's robust, etc. For example, here's some combinations with grape types and foods that would accompany them. Pinot Noir. You want earthy, mushroomy flavors, and that pairs so very, very well with Pinot Noir. Salmon that's cedar planked and cooked on the grill. Again, that earthy, cedary taste with the salmon is just a marriage made in heaven. So Pinot goes very well with that Pinot Noir. Chardonnay, you want a rich sauce. My favorite combination with Chardonnay is a cream mustard chicken, where you roast a chicken and then you serve it in a creamy mustard sauce, the mustard being that whole grain mustard that comes from Dijon, France, and it is just so delicious. But Chardonnay goes good with any kind of fatty fish or any rich sauces. A friend of mine said he loves having Chardonnay with buttered popcorn. Well, why not? Those buttery tastes usually are what you're looking for in a Chardonnay anyway, and there they are in the popcorn already. Champagne goes with anything salty. That's why it really is such a good wine for receptions and things like that. They usually have nuts or hors d'oeuvres they're passing, and those are on the salty side. And champagne goes perfectly with it. You want to take a test, take a potato chip, and have a glass of champagne with the potato chip. You'll see the marriage is made in heaven. Cabernet Sauvignon, that goes very, very well with red meat. You can be all over the park on Cabernets, and you can be all over the park on the various red meats, but the combination is definitely a good one. Sauvignon Blanc, I think you want to look for something that's tart, kind of soury, with even citrus flavors. For example, fish cooked with lemon is very often just delicious with a good Sauvignon Blanc. If you're having rosé wine, I like that with cheesy foods, rich cheesy foods. Sometimes, you know, you'll have potatoes with melted butter and cheese. Rosé goes very, very well with that. Pinot Grigio is my go-to wine for a reception. It's just low-key enough to be perfect at a reception. When you're having a reception with lots of people and lots of different tastes, that Pinot Grigio seems to satisfy everybody, and it's really good. It also happens to marry very well with light fish courses. If you're having a light, delicate fish course, a Pinot Grigio goes fairly well with that. Malbec. Everybody's probably tired of me saying this, but you want a wine that goes great with barbecue sauce. Malbec was made for it. Any spicy barbecue sauce where you get that sweet and hot flavor together, Malbec just cuts right through that and is so delicious. And, you know, in the Argentine, where they grow Malbec, of course, they're huge meat eaters. I think they eat more meat per capita than the U.S., which is a remarkable statistic. And they grow that Malbec. So when you're having all these things, again, you follow what the food is and with wine, and you make sure that the light wines go with light foods, and same thing with heavy wines and heavy food. For example, if you're having a big hearty dish, anything from the Rhone Valley, Grenache is good, Syrah is fantastic, particularly if you're having short ribs. A Syrah goes just perfectly with those, in my opinion. Gundner Veltner, which is a white wine from Austria, in my opinion, can't be beat with Pan-Asian food. When you have that spicy, hot combination of Thai cuisine or Lao cuisine or any kind of Pan-Asian cuisine, even a curry, Gundler Veltner has the acidity and the spiciness to cut right through that. Zinfandel goes great with any kind of sausage, in my opinion. You're cooking sausages on the grill, try a Zinfandel. Also, Zinfandel goes extremely well, in my opinion, with any kind of pâté or terrine that you're going to make. It's coarse, and so are those kind of dishes coarse. Zinfandel's a coarse red wine, and you want it with then coarse foods, again, like sausages, particularly spicy sausages. Riesling is a no-brainer with any kind of smoked meat. You want to search around for a wine to have with a roast ham, look no further than a Riesling from Germany. It just goes perfectly with that smoked meat. I remember years ago when we spent a lot of time in Germany, two or three times a year, buying wine, and we'd always have smoked trout as a starter. And boy, I'll tell you, that smoked trout with that Riesling was a marriage made in heaven. It was just terrific. Rosé champagne goes with almost everything and food. And champagne isn't just for hors d'oeuvres. You can match that up with food and do very, very well with it. It goes very, very nicely with almost everything. It's a good universal wine, that rosé champagne. There's a reason that it's so popular, and you'll be just astonished at how well it marries with so many different things. And then there's a saying, you know, old world wines, old world food. And that's a good reason for that, where you eat actually what grows in that area. What grows together goes together. And you really see that, in my opinion, when you're traveling in Tuscany over in Italy. That Tuscany is kind of the middle section of the boot that is the country of Italy. That whole middle section runs from coast to coast. And, of course, pasta is extraordinarily popular in that area. And what goes better with that than Chianti? It is just a wonderful, wonderful combination with any kind of pasta. When you have Nana or Grandma's old pasta, a good Chianti with that is a marriage. You just can't beat it. It's delicious. It goes together. They grow together. They go together. Now, there's another wonderful grape type, Muscadet. Melon de Bourgogne is the grape type, but it's the wine's called Muscadet. We have it every year with walleye, and it's home base in the Loire Valley. It's the wine, go-to wine to have with any kind of shellfish, oysters on the half shell, any of that type of stuff. But here, indeed, and it's so inexpensive. It's an absolutely wonderful wine to have with walleye. And I think you get the idea. Tuscan wines go with pasta. Bordeaux, the lamb of Bordeaux is world famous. It's grazed on salt flats above the Atlantic Ocean on that coast of France. And that lamb is called lamb of salt. That, together with almost any red Bordeaux, is just a no-brainer. Now, I mean, we can't get Sal d'Agneau here, but we can certainly get Agneau and plenty of lamb. And try a rack of lamb with a good little Bordeaux that has some age on it. Be an absolute wonderful marriage of food and wine. And I also think, for example, Burgundy, the home of Coq-au-Vin. If you had all the money in the world, nothing is better with Coq-au-Vin than a Coq-au-Vin is an old rooster that's cooked up in a bottle of wine. The wine is there because the rooster's so tough, and it makes a wonderful, wonderful chicken stew cooked with that dark red wine. Well, hard to beat matching that with any kind of good Burgundy. It's just, again, a delicious thing to do. Remember to pair stuff with the sauce, and also it's important how it's prepared. I mean, we all eat lots of chicken, and, you know, some chicken you want to have a red wine, some you want to have a white wine, some you want to have a Riesling, somebody else you might want to even have Zinfandel, which I said was a coarse wine. Again, it depends on how it was prepared and the spices that are involved in it. And you pair more with the sauce on most dishes than you do with the meat. That's just because the sauce is so powerful and overwhelming on these type of things that you want to pair that with the meat. But I think you get the idea. Pairing the food and wine is a wonderful, wonderful thing to do. And when you get it right, it's absolutely gratifying. I remember once having some white grave in Bordeaux, and I said it cried for lobster. Well, I had no idea, but we were going to have grilled lobster on the grill. Oh, what a combination. Again, another marriage made in heaven. And then they have an area of Bordeaux called the Entre du Mer, which means between the two seas. Actually, it's between two rivers. But I think you get the idea. And indeed, those Entre du Mers go very, very well with fish. But there you have it. A wonderful combination of food and wine. It makes for life. to be a much more enjoyable experience. And if you pair it right, boy, you hit it right out of the park. Tougher things like chili, beer, etc., look to those tougher wines like Zinfandel, Syrah, Malbec, even the Chilean Cabernet would go pretty well with chili. But pair with the food, not with the wine, etc. That's very important in my opinion. And keep an open mind. What one person likes, you know, some people put mustard on hot dogs, some people put ketchup. So it doesn't make any difference what combination you like as long as you like it.
Absolutely. Excuse me. And if you need any assistance, any one of the good folks at Haskell's will help you out.
Indeed. The folks at Haskell's just love to marry food and wine and help make you a big celebrity when you're putting those two things together, because that's what we do best, marry food and wine. And, you know, we do that at a very low price. So stop into Haskell's. There's a Haskell's near you where you can save big dollars on wine, whatever your favorite is. There's a Haskell's in Bloomington, Excelsior. There's one in Faribault. Maple Grove Super Cellar is not to be missed. 22,000 square feet of wines from around the world. In Minneapolis, we have free parking on Saturday and Sunday. There's a Haskell's at Ridgedale, Plymouth, St. Paul's Island Village, Stillwater, White Bear Lake, and Woodbury, too. And if you can't come into Haskell's, go to Haskell's.com. And don't forget, we do deliver.
Excellent, Jack. Let's try this again next week.
You know, Denny, I'm going to look forward to that.
Thank you, Jack. Jack Farrell from Haskell's.